I'm starving.
It is the Riot Podcast. Hello.
Aren't you hungry too?
I had that.
Tell them, Nikki.
Well, they're not baby food, but it looks like these little baby pouches of food. Yep. You know, like the little unscrew the top and then you kind of suck it out.
Yeah,
it
was like a mango. You would give to a small child.
Yeah, which was a mango apple.
Tell
one
them
from
what
Trader
else
Joe's.
About the mango.
I love mango.
Nikki loves mango.
I do. So I had that as a snack, and I feel like that really did something. Really tied me over.
Really?
No, not really.
Man, I'm doing something wrong because I don't think that would do.
But it does remind me today. I think I am going to hopefully remember to go Starbucks. We talked about it. I don't know if it made it into a podcast yesterday.
I don't know.
I don't think it got in there, but earlier this week, there's two new flavors. It's like a prickly pear frappuccino thing.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a mango something one. And I really want the mango one from Starbucks because, like I said a minute ago, I really love mangoes.
I don't dislike mango.
Sure. Well, you said might try the prickly pear one.
Yeah, I'd go in for one of those. Why not? Hey, in the podcast today, shave butter, body slamming at daycare, axe throwing, 3D cameras, naked hiking, not together, Oreo candy canes, the Nikki economy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't call it that in the break, but I really feel like there is a new bit there. The Nikki economy.
And what was that story about?
That was the one about the expensive bed sheets.
Oh, yes.
But you began explaining debt and all these things. And I thought, you know, in the Nikki economy, this wouldn't work. Boom.
Boom. There
it
is.
The Nikki economy.
There it is.
I like that.
Well, you guys enjoy this. We also talked about during the show today, and I don't know if it made it on here, but we started watching some of our old YouTube videos.
I did not include it, but...
So, it is worth a trip back if you go to Radio U Riot on YouTube. We've got some old archived videos from when we did some road trips.
Yes.
And you can also, of course, check those still out at Radio U Riot on Facebook, but that was something fun we did just off air during the show.
Yeah. And there... Oh my gosh. I just didn't realize how much stuff we had.
Mm-hmm.
But Nikki also was telling me that there was one video in particular I was looking for that it's gone now, that YouTube had some issue and like we lost a bunch of content.
That was a while ago. It was just like one day you're like, wait, but it wasn't like trademark copyright issues. It's just a lot of channels lost a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going home and checking my archives.
Because find it.
There's an item in particular that I'm like, dude, I am going to find
this. He has to know about. Well, enjoy this podcast. Again, Radio U Riot on Facebook or YouTube and have a fantastically wonderful, wonderful day.
It's the Riot.
Sometimes a bad example is the best example. It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
Something that you may not know about me is that I can be a cheapskate. Not about things that are important. So, like, this video game is $60. I got it for $50. That's a deal. That's worth it. Whatever. But when it comes to, like, things for me, like personal care products, I'm like, I'm not buying that.
A wardrobe.
So, I recently went back to, what is it, Dollar Shave Club?
Yeah.
And you're supposed to use those razors like for 1 week and you throw them away. I use them for two. Sorry, they're good enough for that. Like, I don't need to swap them out every week.
It's not like a hygienic thing or anything.
Maybe, but like, it's fine. And so because I went back, you start their thing and I'm getting now, I got this razor that's like six blades and all this stuff. And it came with I believe supposed to be a month's supply of shave butter.
Mm-hmm.
That's really something.
You like the shave butter? I remember you liking that last time.
Like, I don't spend a lot of time touching my face, but when we were sitting here, I like leaned up on my face and I was like, oh my gosh,
it does look a lot smoother.
My face is so smooth and soft. It's the butter. It's
now
the
you
shave butter.
I don't think like maybe is there a hack where you can use real butter if you don't have like shave butter? Or
I've shaved with butter.
Real butter?
Yes, I have. And you know, I'll be honest, like that's not bad.
Not bad. It'll do.
It's not bad. Like if you need something to whisk across your face, and I know everybody else is growing your beard, and that's fine, but that's not for me. It ended up in a conversation yesterday in which I was telling somebody, they're like, well, how much is it? I was like, you know, well, it's... What is it? $7 a month for blades, I think, or something like that. And then you have to add an extra $8 a month for this shave butter. And
it's $8?
Yeah.
Plus $7?
They're like, so let me get this right. You feel like $8 a month is too much for you to spend on getting your shave butter every month. I was like, yeah, that's really expensive. I was like, don't you understand? That's $96 a year.
And this is where he's being cheap at.
Where I get weird about is a fixed expense.
Sure.
So it's one of those things where, you know, $15 one time, not that big of a deal. But if you're telling me that I have to spend $15 a month over the course of a year, like now, if you add in the razors, what is that? $164 or I don't know, something like that? That's a lot.
It does add up, but you're not supposed to look at it that way.
Right. And then...
Because then when you take a step back, you're like, well, how many monthly streaming services do we have?
One, if you don't count Amazon Prime.
So, but we've had others.
Now, that's true.
So, you know, I think it's worth it.
Okay. Well, I'm actually starting to think, and the person I was talking to about last night was a girl, and her response was like, so that's the only skincare product you're paying for every month? $8 for that? That you think is too much? And I'm just like, yeah, that's a lot.
You have no idea.
Apparently, I don't. I'm a fool. So I think I might go in for it. But I just got to tell you what, Nikki, shave butter
is the thing.
Man.
Nice.
Look out.
I know Eric, before he kept his beard, looked at as well as pretty expensive, even if you just buy it on your own.
Yeah.
So that's pretty comparable.
I'll tell you, I think they're onto something. Shave butter. Just don't eat it.
You just like butter. I know, like, do that and then rub your cheeks on your toast.
Yes. This is how I'm cutting back.
That's how you're saving money.
It's the Ryan.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
What?
No, nothing at all. It's nothing, fine. Nothing.
It's totally fine.
That's all right.
You know, Father's Day was over the weekend. And first off, dads, if you had a Father's Day, congratulations. Sons, I hope you did something for your dads. Oh, daughters too. So I hope Father's Day,
you
whatever.
You hope everybody did something somehow.
Yeah. Shelton, Connecticut, they've got a daycare there, and the daycare had a Father's Day party. So what they did was they brought in all the dads that could make it.
Yeah.
And they had like a little program for them. Like they had snacks, and all the kids made cards and gave them to their dads and stuff. But one of the things that happened down at Apple Tree Daycare was that, let's make sure we get this guy's name right. I just got his last name, Shelton?
That's Mr. Not Shelton?
No, that's where it happened. Where did this guy? All right. The guy's name's Churchill, actually. So Lance Churchill, finally. So Lance, oh, we have a Lance. So Lance was down at the daycare.
At the tree.
Yeah.
The tree place.
And, while he was there, he's having a good time. He's 33, he's 6'4", he's 270 pounds. He's not a little guy, you know?
But the fact that they're giving us his height and weight.
Oh, they do that to everybody at the daycare.
I don't think so.
They do it to everybody.
Is he on the run?
So he was there having a good time with his son.
Yeah.
And when one of the other 5-year-olds at the establishment did, in fact, grab his Father's Day card away from him and began running around the room. Now,
that's a kid move.
Just to be clear, he may have said something. We don't know. You know, it could have been anything. But I will tell you that Lance stood up.
The grown man.
Yeah, he chased him down and then grabbed him and picked him up over his head. He then put him down, pinned him to the ground, and then began screaming at him.
Oh, at a 5-year-old?
Nikki, that kid had it coming.
Well, he took the card.
He took the card, and you're not supposed to do that. Well, and you know, they say you've got to enforce rules when they're young.
That's right.
Because otherwise they'll walk all over you later.
Maybe that daycare's not doing their job.
That's right. They should hire this guy. So anytime...
He's an enforcer.
It won't take long before the kids understand. They're like, I don't want to get pinned and yelled at. So
lesson learned.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's tough.
I mean, he's a real disciplinarian, but he's also in demand at daycares all over Connecticut.
That's right.
Lots of people are calling.
No, actually, you're not allowed to do that.
And he's in, well, yeah. Is he in jail? I mean, he was arrested.
Is he in adult daycare?
Actually.
Is it?
That's exactly
where he
is. That's exactly what happened. They had some guys
locked
come
in
and hold him to the ground and yell at him.
Yes.
And then they took him away.
Mm-hmm.
He got charged with injury to a minor and disorderly conduct. And he's been released on bond, but he's got to come back for, you know.
The hearing or whatever?
He has to talk to the adult daycare administrator.
Sure.
He has
also
to see the superintendent.
Judge. Yes, to see what he did wrong and how we can make it better.
So just a heads up, if you guys didn't know, you can't body slam
pen. A 5 year old.
And yell at.
Well, let's just open it up to, just don't do it to anybody.
Okay, all right.
No matter what their age.
I want to say thanks to Justin who sent us that story on Facebook. Apparently he's concerned we were going to do that.
You don't have to apologize unless you've done something wrong.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't even think straight right now.
This is the worst of the riot. We're very, very sorry.
Let me ask you if you see anything wrong with this sentence. Get together with some friends, have a beer, and throw some axes.
Well, I noticed there might be some problems.
Doesn't that sound like a...
Let us not judge, though, what might be the problem of the sentence.
You know what? Maybe we're being too judgmental. Mm. Like, maybe we shouldn't, like...
Actually, you know what, though? I know it's probably, beer, the drinking part, and then the axe throwing.
I feel like it's the combination.
I think it's the combination, but knowing how sometimes people act, it could just be the axe throwing as well. Like, you can have problems even if it's like, hey, let's grab some sodas.
We're stone sober and throwing axes.
There still might be a chance for a story to come out of that.
Yeah, so Nikki, I don't know if you know this, but according to this article, the new rage that's sweeping the nation
is axe throwing. I saw an article about a bar where that's what it had, a league for axe throwing.
Okay, was it in Denver?
No, it was not. I think this one was in New York.
Okay, well, I'm looking at two locations right now. That there's, first off, the Downtown Art Gallery and Axe Room. That is open in Denver now. It's only available for parties, but it is an art gallery. And in the center of the art gallery are steel cages in which you go in and throw axes. Yeah. So think darts, but axes.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the thing.
Yeah, that sounds like the other place, too.
They've got another place that is going to open mid-July that they don't have their liquor license yet, but they're working on that. But you can go to the bar downstairs, get yourself some brewskis, and then go upstairs and throw some axes. And then I found this other thing called Bad Axe Throwing, and they are a franchise. Mm-hmm. They may not franchise. It might just be that
it's
they're
like
opening
club.
Multiple locations. But like they've got one in San Francisco right now, and they're opening one in... That might actually be the same. Okay, this looks like there's one in San Francisco proper. There's one south of San Francisco. And then they're getting ready to open a third one, but I'm not sure where the third one's
going to be. I like
when
we take it a next step. You know, like, ugh, darts, please. That's not enough. Like, if you're going to... a club and an art thing or a bar, like the darts are not enough. You need to throw an axe.
Okay. You know, in fairness though, all right, let's say you said to me like, hey, what are you doing at lunch? I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to go running. Do you want to go play darts? I'm like, no, I'm not going to go play darts with you.
Do you want to run with axes?
But if you said to me, do you want to come throw axes? I would be like, whoa, wait, what?
Yeah, but how many times would that be of interest to you? I mean, Grant, maybe a few people out of the group would be having a talent for it and want to join the Axe League.
It would just depend. Like, it would depend. I think it does sound like fun. I think if you said, we're going to go axe throwing, I would be like,
Yeah, we are.
We're going to go throw some axes. I'd be into that.
Mm.
If you were like, we're going to sign up for a league and you have to go 3 times a week and here are the exercises you do to correct your form.
Now that's work.
You're like, you know what? I'm going to go play darts.
Is that one deodorant company still around? The one where if you sprayed it on you, women would chase you?
That doesn't work.
But no, like, why aren't they like in partnership? They should totally be the whole sponsor of that thing.
You're right. They should.
For axe.
I don't know what kind of... like prices we're talking about here, but like it says here, birthday party, bachelor or bachelorette parties, corporate events, special occasions.
Corporate events.
And if you're the birthday boy or girl, you get to throw for free.
Oh, wonderful. Well, your birthday's coming up, Obi.
They also have some walk-in axe throwing that you can just go in and... Okay, here we go. The cost for public walk-in axe throwing is $10 for 30 minutes, but you have to go for at least an hour. So it's
$20.
Yeah.
That's a long time to throw an axe.
That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, I get bored after that, but how amazing would it be if you walk on up and you got your own axe? Open that case up.
When you do axe throwing, do you think, of course they have axes you can use, but
if you're in a league, maybe you have your own.
If you're in a league, do you have three? You know, where it's
you have to have more than one.
Have one and you go down and get it and throw it again,
Probably that.
Yeah. I'm not going to end up getting into this. I said I was going to get a gun and go shooting, and now that Eric stopped talking to me about it, I'm not buying
a gun. That's because he got a gun and has started to go shooting. You just got to go do it.
Well, no, the problem is, Nikki, I just like whatever the people around me like.
He is easily influenced.
I'm easily excited.
He is.
You tell me how excited you are, and I will be excited with you.
It's the worst of the riot, because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
Nikki, are you due for an iPhone upgrade this fall?
When am I? Oh, was it last summer?
I'm sorry. Like, is you or your mom or your dad, like, is anybody due for an upgrade? Because I think you usually take it, right?
I'm on a company plan, and mm-hmm. I don't just take it. But I did last summer. I had two, and so I got an upgrade earlier in the summer, and then when the new one finally came out, was that last year or the year before?
Your mom took the old one, and you got the new one.
No, I just sold the old one, and then I got a new one.
So you
other people on the company plan don't upgrade.
They don't care.
If you don't within so many days, it goes to somebody else.
So you have a 7S.
Yeah, I have the newest one, yeah.
Okay.
The Plus.
Plus.
Yeah. Well, no, okay, 7 Plus.
Hold on. Guys, it's the Plus. Don't think for a minute that Nikki doesn't have the small
one. But there's no S on these. It's just the 7. Because they wonder if the next set of new iPhones will be the
8 or the S?
Yes. It'll either be the 7Ss or the 8s.
Okay. All right, man, I just lose track after a while.
I do too. I'm in the system. I'm in the loop.
Okay, so I'm looking at this. Rumors have it that the next iteration, whatever it will be, 5.8-inch screen.
For the new iPhones?
That it may fold, which I don't know. We'll see. A plastic OLED screen, which I will have to tell you, having used the Samsung Galaxy S8, that has an OLED screen in it. Whoa. Like,
right?
I think they call it the Infinity Screen or something ridiculous, some branded name, but it's very bright and the colors are just, it's amazing. It really is amazing.
To die.
Well, I want to, you know, Nikki, I don't want to die for it. I want to live
you
for
died.
It. I want to live for it. But here's the big rumor that everyone's looking at.
Yeah.
The iPhone 8 or whatever this next iPhone will be, they have a 3D camera on it.
Yeah.
So that you would take photos that would display, I guess, in 3D. Where do you put a 3D photo?
Well, I guess that's the thing. Like, where will you post this
where
at? Because
it
depends, like, if Facebook or all the sites, like, who will be accepting that? And then how can you view that and all that stuff?
You don't have anything that views do you have a 3D TV?
No.
See, no, right there. That
no.
right there is the most telling thing. Like, I don't know.
I
got a new TV. Is there 3D in it? I don't know.
I was trying to remember the one that Eric got, the 4K one.
It's
for
not 3D.
His, but that's not 3D either, because
I had one too, I can tell you.
Sure.
Then I sold it for an Oculus Rift, or traded it for a microphone.
If you're one of our tech, you better be careful. We could sell you one day.
If you underperform even in the slightest least
you're
bit
out
way,
of our house.
You're gone.
Phones included.
You know what? You could even be performing well, but if somebody, a little younger model comes along, mm-hmm. we will trade you
with
in.
With a hint of a sale.
You don't even know.
You're out of the loop so quickly.
Well, I was just trying to figure out, what would you do with a 3D photo?
I don't know. I guess if you're forward thinking with what you think might be the new it thing, like maybe the new Apple 3D monitor thing. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I will say, like, it, with the virtual reality goggles, the Oculus Rift, that you can view 3D photos in there.
Maybe.
And I have heard, now I haven't tried it, but I guess, you know, it does 3D, so you can watch 3D movies that way. So, okay, you don't have a TV, but you can go to a virtual reality theater with 3D movies.
Now,
I haven't done that.
So this is just all phone companies. But instead of that, if you could still make it to where I can't crack or scratch it, that might be your resources better funneled into an area that I think more people would appreciate. Does that make sense?
Wait. Wait, you mean they're taking 3D photos you can't look at?
I don't want to put a case on my phone. And I know some people walk that dangerous line every day by not doing it, but I would like one that doesn't break and won't scratch. I don't need a 3D picture.
Now you're just being ridiculous.
I know I am.
Now you're just being ridiculous.
Now I'm out.
So I don't even, then who's going to repair it?
Just think about that, guys.
How are they going to charge you to fix it?
Just think about those more important things.
All right. All right. Sure. So kill innovation, Nikki. It's fine.
The worst of the riot has no expiration date. It's born spoiled. It's the riot on Radio U.
Yesterday, Nikki, 12,000 people went to Times Square to do yoga.
Was it for a world record?
No, it's just on the summer solstice thing.
For the longest day.
They go down and do their yoga.
In Times Square?
In the Times Square.
I hope you're bringing a big enough yoga mat.
It wasn't simultaneous. It's over the course of the day. There are guys and gals down there leading yoga sessions. So you come on down, get your yoga on, and really they just take a lot of pictures of you doing it. And then they're like, hey, look, we're all yoging. Oh, I'm sorry. Everyone in this photo is taking a selfie of themselves yoging.
for enjoying the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Times Square each year, it seems like they do that on the solstice. But they offer 7 free yoga classes throughout the day from yesterday.
Man, what a crappy time to be visiting Times Square. You're like, I can't wait to go down there. And what's going on?
What's everybody doing?
Oh, my gosh.
Yesterday's theme was mind over madness yoga.
Mind over madness?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the madness?
Just life.
Oh.
Probably
so
like
this?
You put your mind over the madness of life.
Like directly over?
Well, no, not like just mentally. Just to give a new spin to the day.
So imagine that you're over it?
Yeah, over the madness.
You're over the madness. What if you fall while you're up there?
Okay, not.
You're right in the madness.
Okay, don't ruin their theme, all right? It was yesterday, and just let them have their time.
I'm just saying, like, what if it was mind past the madness? Because you're way past it.
You take it up with him for next year's theme.
Because what I imagine is when I look in these aerial photos of these people doing yoga, I imagine being strapped into something and being flown over the yoga thing. And what if all of a sudden the cable gives way and I'm like, wow.
So this year's theme also went with the yoga notion of nonviolence, do no harm, because we see that all throughout the world and we need a little bit more peace. So that was the tone.
Okay. You know, Nikki, sometimes speaking is madness. I mean, no. Violence. I can't remember. It's something. So, yeah, I didn't get a chance to participate.
Weren't in Times Square, so.
No, but I did. I will say, you know what? I did participate. I was at the gym yesterday, and I did stretch out before I began.
That kind of counts.
As a part of a warm-up routine that I do.
Well, someone texted also yesterday was National Go Skateboarding Day.
Yeah, you know, we missed that. I had a few people text that to us because we said that yesterday was National Selfie Day.
Yeah, and then yesterday was, right?
Yeah, it was. And then I had more than a few people who were like, nah, brah, it's skateboarding day. And
it seems like there was a lot going on yesterday.
Yeah.
But yesterday was the longest day of the year, so that's probably why we have a lot of days, like, you know, national days.
The thing I didn't mention but was the largest celebration that took place yesterday was my 3/4 birthday. So we're only 3 months away from birthday. So
you know, like off-Broadway, that was off Times Square.
Right.
So it wasn't celebrated in the actual Times Square, but just a couple streets over.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but on the federal level, I have been disallowed the celebration of my 3/4 birthday because the last time I did that, it caused such a public menace that they have asked us not to assemble to celebrate my birthdays anymore.
People got crazy about it.
And I know this because the last time I threw a party and nobody came, they explained to me why they weren't able to make it. So it makes sense to me.
The Riot.
Apparently some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
Hey, University of Michigan. When... Oh, man. Do I want to make that joke?
No, let's just be grown-ups.
Okay. The thing is, when you're driving yourself in the car, it's hard to pick your nose, which is why Jim Harbaugh is excited.
See, he can't help anything with that guy. He brings up the fact of him picking his nose.
These will give you two hands to work with instead of just one. The University of Michigan this fall in Ann Arbor, this is awesome. They're going to have driverless shuttles. So you're going to climb into buses and little cars that will take you around campus. And most large campuses have on-campus transportation. Like you can hop the bus near your dorm and it will take you over to wherever.
This is driverless?
Driverless.
And it'll take you between classes and stuff?
Automated on-campus transportation. So you will just hop in, say hello to nobody who's driving.
Which is how it is anyways when someone's even there.
Well, There might be something
people
to that.
People don't talk a whole lot.
Yeah. So there's going to be two of them. Two all-electric shuttles made by Navya Arma that will cover routes on the U of M roads every 10 minutes. Each of them will have room for 15 passengers.
So what's the route, though, like look like? Is it like it goes forward 10 feet and drops you off? Then it goes back and forth and back and forth. Like, is it going to, if it's every 10 minutes?
That's an excellent question.
It must not be a really long distance.
No, it's probably not huge, but remember, this is probably a pilot program. They see how they do, and then they can expand from there. So each one of these have what they call LIDAR, which is a system that this company has developed to sense in the environment while moving at low speeds. They top out at 28 miles per hour. Each vehicle has a GPS, onboard cameras, and Wi-Fi communications to capture data generated while they drive. So that way, supposedly, they won't run you over.
Sure, but which is hopeful.
I would still stay out of that thing's way. But they're going to have that. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I would, in that environment, I think I might be willing to get onto one of them and try it out.
The only thing is if there's a line, because normally you're not giving yourself as much time anyways between classes.
Oh, I imagine it will be a real novelty at
first
to get
on it. Yeah,
to get
like,
on one
you're
of
getting
those.
On it just to say you got on it. But
absolutely.
Day to day, I don't know if it's like a help.
You're going to selfie the crap out of yourself with that empty driver's seat or
and
whatever.
And then you get out and then you just go back to walking or driving everywhere.
I wonder if they have any kind of emergency measures where like if it goes off the rails, can you hit a button that will... You know,
dismantle it? Do you have to pull the wire?
Enable self-drive, or if there's anything like that.
Could be, because they're like, oh yeah, Wi-Fi and all that, but what if you're on the bus when the world has like a meltdown and everything goes off and this thing starts to go crazy?
I don't know. Maybe we don't want to get on it. No, I do. I want to go check it out.
The part that keeps me up at night, we paid them for this. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
I realize that we are 6 months and 3 days away from the absolute best time of the entire year, but people are making plans.
Getting close.
Here's the thing you got to keep in mind. The Christmas songs that you enjoy in November and December are being recorded right now. Yep. That's exactly right. They're working on that right now. There's a band in a studio.
Somewhere.
They've put up like tinsel and Christmas lights because they're trying to get themselves in the mood.
Into the spirit.
To record a Christmas song now so that it will be ready for you. And most of the time they release Christmas music in mid-October because they know you can't wait. Sometimes even earlier than that. It's the nature of the beast. So with that being said, I want to say a big thank you to, actually, I didn't catch their name. Did you?
Anthony tweeted it told us about an upcoming, which makes us think Christmas, but it's an upcoming candy cane. And the candy cane is supposedly supposed to be Oreos cookie and cream flavor.
Man, think about how crazy that is. They've been flavoring Oreo like all these other things, and now here's another thing that wants to be flavored like an Oreo.
It's mind-bending, because there has been already candy cane-flavored limited edition Oreos.
Yes.
We've had
those. I mean, come on.
But this
Christmas... Who are you talking to right now?
This Christmas, it's Oreo candy canes, and those are supposed to be coming out. I wonder how that'll taste. Will it still be minty, or will it just be cookies and cream flavor only?
Well, have you had like candy canes that have different flavors?
And maybe, well, only like the fruit flavored ones.
Yeah, but I mean, those don't have a mint flavor to them. They're
true.
Just the fruit. So I imagine this will be the same thing. It'll have a cookies and cream flavor.
Nabisco has not confirmed this, but yet everything we read about Oreos online ends up being true. So I'm sure it'll be fine.
Actually, what? It's funny, but that's true.
It's right true. There.
Everything we read about Oreos pretty much ends up being true. No rumored release date in this article that I see, but I'm sure that they'll be around in time for the holiday season.
Yeah, I bet you maybe right after when fall starts, right after your birthday.
Yeah.
October, apple picking time.
Boy, those are great times.
We'll get some cookies and cream Oreo candy canes.
Man, I freaking love the fall.
I know, right?
Which is great.
I know.
You know, it's the second day of summer.
And we're already done with it. We are already, and we're not the only ones, because so help me, it's hot everywhere.
I know. I just don't like
the unless heat. You're in a place where it just doesn't get hot, and then that's fine. But everywhere else, it's just terribly hot and humid.
We should be like the snowbirds and townies, but we're kind of backwards. Like, we leave when it gets hot. Mm-hmm. So you and I right now, we should be summering in the southern hemisphere. Because there, it's colder.
And then we reverse it and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like that idea. I wasn't willing to move that much. Like, I didn't want to move so often.
I'm sorry. Was there a modicum of effort involved in becoming happy?
No, but we're going to have more than one house because okay. I don't want to keep changing that up.
Fine.
You know, so we'll have a summer and a winter place.
How much can a house cost? We'll put it on my credit card.
You want the miles, don't you?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's no
big
deal.
Actually, if we get some scheme, like a pyramid thing, where you get the miles to travel and then...
And then you keep buying houses and selling them.
And you keep going back and forth and then selling them to pay off the stuff, but then you've got the miles already.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I think it sounds great.
We could be traveling that whole time.
Fantastic idea.
So, all that to say that supposedly, yes, cookies and cream, Oreo, candy canes yep. will be out sometime this holiday season.
Great, Nikki. I love what you've done with the place.
Did I say all that correctly?
Sounds good to me.
Recycling paper is like planting a tree. Recycling the riot is like burning down the rainforest.
Uh-uh, we ain't gonna be in no fire. Not today.
It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
You know, Nikki, while we're on this whole Christmas kick.
More Christmas?
Like... I'm sorry. Is
in my
it too?
Mind, it's not wrong, but in my mind, I was just like, for one brief moment, I go, yeah, because it's November, and it's not November, it's June.
The so blazing sun coming through the window should
so
remind
off.
You.
I have to keep turning the fan off and on because it's so humid and hot right
it
now.
It's hot in here.
It is hot in here.
Why is it so? It's 72 on the thermometer.
It's humid. That's what's making
yes.
it stuffy in here.
Okay.
Because of
what?
Our hot air.
I really think like indoor air quality ain't great this time of year because like at the gym, I'm telling you, like I'm having a hard time breathing inside
well, I
and
think
outside, quite honestly. Like it's just harder to breathe.
What the AC person guy, when he was looking at mine one time, told me is that there gets to a point where it's so hot and humid outside or it's just so humid that there's only so much it can do.
Yeah.
So you just kind of have to... Go to the movie theater or the freezer aisle
cold,
of the grocery
yeah.
store. So,
dude, we went to lunch at this place yesterday, and they
oh,
didn't
so
have the
hot.
Air on.
It was so hot.
It was like 10 degrees hotter in the restaurant than it was outside.
I wanted to kill everybody. It was so
you,
hot.
I'll tell you right now, if I hadn't been with a group of people,
you
I would have just
left.
Walked out.
It was terrible.
It was just like, I'm not sitting in here. Your food is not good enough.
It was so hot, and the food, when it came out, was so hot. Then my body was just like, why don't you just add a cup of coffee to this?
What are we
while
even
we're
doing
at it?
Right now?
And then I got up and my pants were all like sticky and stuff. It was so sweaty.
It was not good.
No, I agree.
I was not on board.
The food was good, but it was hot.
Yeah, I mean, the food, like, I thought the food was pretty good.
The
but
guy
like,
was like, oh, I forgot to turn the air conditioning on. I was like, how do you not have it running all the time?
No, we got a window into that man's life, okay?
He must live with it just so much hotter.
He is in this room that is 85 degrees, 90 degrees, whatever the heck. Let's say 85, okay?
And he's in the cooking area.
He's
where
back
it's
there
hot.
Cooking. And it's just like, ah, it's fine. No big deal.
I need it colder than that. And I'm used
way
used to
colder.
It.
And, you know, I got something the other day. I was like, you know what? You should really help the earth and keep your air conditioner at 78. And then I'm like.
you mean 68. What do you keep yours at?
Usually about 70.
70?
And that's only because I don't live alone. And as a result, people are whining like, I'm just like, oh my gosh. Fine, we'll keep it at 70 instead of 65 where it belongs.
I keep it at 69, 70, so.
Sometimes when no one's looking.
You turn it down.
Go over there and turn it down. And then pretty soon you hear, why is it so cold in here?
Well, I think what's hard is when it's so cold and then you have to go outside, you really feel the difference.
Well, you know what? Here's what it comes down to. One of my roommates grew up in a house where they were like, we'll keep it at 80, and if it gets a little too hot, we'll take it down to 79. And I'm... Dude,
you didn't grow up that way.
I have two great memories of air conditioning. One, my grandparents, they lived in an old house. They had a window air conditioner. So I would go outside and play all day. And then I would go into their bedroom and lay on the bed like, ah! But they would let me stay in there. I was like, I just want to live in this room. right here. There's a TV in here. There's a window air conditioner. Honestly, when we're at church and you're talking about heaven, this is what I think about.
We're all going to go
to heaven where they have a window air conditioner and a TV. And then my friend's dad was a contractor, like whatever, and he would come home from working outside all day, and he would keep his house so cold that there would be like fog and condensation on the windows.
Practically flurries.
It was like being in a fridge. Yes. And I remember thinking, this is the best place to be.
Ever.
I love
it here.
I'm
going to be your friend forever.
I'm under 3 blankets in the summer. This is what true wealth looks like. So great.
Well, now
so
we're...
So great.
Now we're in this room where it is humid.
Yeah, it is.
It is humid.
Is that you over there? I think this is a fever dream. I'm dreaming about work again.
See me through the haze?
Oh.
Starting your day with the worst of the riot is a great idea because it's guaranteed to get better from here. It's the Riot on Radio U.
We were mentioning earlier that there were a lot of things, a lot of days that happened yesterday. You had, it was like the summer solstice, so it was the first day of summer, and it was also National Skateboarding Day.
Longest day, selfie day, the yoga Times Square thing.
But we left one out that I didn't even know about, and it's weird that I participated, even though I didn't know.
What was yesterday?
It was National Nude Hiking Day.
Did you? How could you forget?
It's weird.
I didn't see many social media postings about it.
Well, Nikki, you don't follow the right people.
Actually, we are on one like nudist colony
email address.
Someone else sold our information out, and but it's so fascinating to read them because it's so weird.
Right, because you wouldn't want to call
a person weird, but
their behavior seems abnormal to us. But who are we to say what is normal?
The camp and the press releases we get that I don't want to unfollow or unsubscribe because it's so odd.
Yeah, so we get a good laugh out of those. But yesterday, National Nude Hiking Day, lots of people were
posting.
Where
are you allowed to hike nude? Are you just allowed to be nude in some areas but in not others?
Well, I will tell you that the National Parks Association did put out a little reminder yesterday to say, hey guys, just a heads up, even though this is technically a national park, it still falls under state and county law. County law!
Because isn't that exposing?
Yeah, I mean, some people, basically, according to what I'm reading, nobody got in trouble yesterday, but they did put out a warning like, hey, if we find you nude on the trail, we're going to tell you to put some clothes on, and if you refuse, we will remove you from the park.
Yeah, I would think, though, that in some places you'd be arrested.
Well, the thing is, like, if you're out in a national park, here's what these people did. These people did not hike naked. They didn't. It's like everything else. None of us are out for a genuine experience. The only thing we care is taking a picture of us doing something so that people will think we had the genuine experience. So
think you're the social activist that you are.
Everybody headed out to the park or whatever, took a picture of themselves nude,
at the sign
but,
of the
you know, just
start
covering
of it.
A little. Then they put the hashtag on it and look, I'm awesome.
Then back out the park you went.
And they didn't hike. They went, what, like a tenth of a mile in so no one could see the trailhead, took their picture and left. That's what everybody did. Now, for those of you that are like, shut up, Obadiah, I'm a real naked hiker. I got a place for you. How about this? There is in Germany a trail that runs between Dankerode and Wuppertal. It's near Leipzig. And it opened in 2010, and it is an 11-mile
naked
nude
trail?
Hiking trail.
So, like, they have naked beaches, so this would be a naked hiking trail?
Yeah. So, you know what? Getting tired of swimming naked? Why don't you hike naked and then swim naked?
I don't know why you'd have an aversion to... You're right.
You're trying to
rationalize it towards my closed-mindedness.
Values on these people
that
are trying to get mosquito bites everywhere.
I don't even like hiking, period, let alone naked. I don't need to deal with that.
I get my thing is like, I just get frustrated putting sunscreen on like my arms and legs. Now you're telling me I've got to put it like, everywhere.
Did you see the sunburn I got from just 3 hours in the pool that from this past weekend? I can't handle the rest.
I don't know. But just if you're interested.
That was something from yesterday.
Yep. There you go.
It's amazing. That doesn't show on my calendar each year.
Missed
it.
We need to get a little more together because we missed that. We missed a lot of things yesterday. I was out there just basking in the sun, and I should have been really basking in the sun? I mean, basking.
How could you work out yesterday in your actual clothes?
It is ridiculous. I had that, what do they call it, the wicking? I had a sweat wicking on. Should have been out there naked. Then the sweat doesn't have to be wicked. It just falls to the ground, watering the plants and the trees.
The Riot is the radio equivalent of Taco Bell meat. Radio U.
So you'd like to take a little time off, you know, go somewhere, but you don't want to go just anywhere. In fact, you don't want to price line it. You want to know about the quality that you're getting before you ever get there.
You want to make sure you know what you're getting into.
Well, Nikki, I can only stay in the finest hotels.
Of course.
And don't even say motel, because I'm moan my way out of there.
Is there something you're suggesting?
I am. When we go to Italy later this year, I think that we should really look at staying at the Townhouse Galleria Milano.
Sure. Like a cookie, Milano. Okay.
Well, they are luxurious.
If you ever look at Italy, like the map, you'll see all the like bologna and pastrami. And it's like, this is where it came from.
All of our food comes from
all
cities.
All of our food and our Pellegrino and our Parmesan. All the towns of the places of Italy.
It sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It does. Now, what I have for you here, Nikki, is at this Milano cookie place.
Yeah.
Which is really a very
Milano,
nice hotel.
Yeah.
They are offering an opportunity in the presidential suite for you to sleep on the most expensive bed sheets
ever
in the world.
Well, what will this cost us? And what makes them so expensive?
They are 24 karat gold.
Threaded in it?
Mm-hmm. That's right. So the set will include one bottom sheet, four pillowcases, one double duvet cover, and a shimmering texture that is 40% gold.
Do you get to keep them, or?
I don't think so. If you take them home with you, like the bed sheets will cost you somewhere in the neighborhood of $200,000.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of gold, friend.
That's a lot. Can you melt it down? Can you get anything out of those?
You probably could.
Probably.
But Nikki, the point is that you...
I want to sleep in gold.
Like... You want something that speaks to the luxury that you yourself desire.
No, because I don't think I want to waste that. Not
you know,
at
it's
home.
Interesting, Nikki, that you use the word waste, but here's something I want you to think about. By spending that $200,000 on those 24 karat gold bed sheets, mm-hmm. you're actually creating a job.
Sure.
Someone had to make those. And then that someone had to pay someone else for those materials.
Right.
And
right.
you know, on down the line. So you're actually introducing $200,000
mm-hmm.
into the economy that is then being used by a lot of different people to create jobs.
But if you
so
don't
when
have
you
the...
buy those, you're creating Italian jobs.
But if you don't have the money in the beginning, it's a false creating of it, because then there's no money to pay for it, actual money, and then there's just debt.
Well, but I mean, there's debt for you, but not for those people.
True, but it catches up with all of us. And then
does
I can no longer stay at the Milano Hotel because I don't have any money.
Oh, so what you're saying is that the 24 karat gold
that
sheets.
That broke me. That broke the bank.
That's a bubble that's going to burst.
Yes, I believe
that's what you're saying.
I believe
the sheets bubble is going to burst.
True. It is 100% true.
And then the value's like, just going to come crashing down.
They're like, remember, this used to be a grand hotel, and then now it's not a hotel anymore. And
oh, it's like that hotel in that one movie where they go and it like the Wes Anderson movie.
Oh, the Grand Budapest?
That. You know, they used to have $200,000 gold sheets in there.
Not
and now
anymore.
Their bathtubs look scary.
Correct.
All right. Okay. Well, it's a shame because I offered you a chance for luxury and you turned this
I'll take the cookie.
This turned into a lecture
on
debt management.
I'll take the cookie and I want to go to Bologna. That's it. That's
you can keep your bologna.
There's a town in Italy that bears the same as my last name. So I want to go there so that I may check into a hotel and be like, wait for them to see the shock and be like, ah, you're back. And I'm like queen of the small little town.
Here in this town, a prophecy is long hold.
They've been waiting for me.
Of a woman with golden hair and beauty untold.
And she will one day stay here and see the town and we may ask her to stay and rule us all, and then that will be me.
And she will bring prosperity the likes of which we've never seen as she melts her golden sheets.
We think that's a translation error. That just seems
happen.
Ridiculous.
That's not true.
Oh, it's real.
She picked the sheets up in Milano.
This was the worst of the riot. And we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The riot exists because Radio U exists. And Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
Why don't you hike naked and then swim naked?